This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. Tired of greeting card and flower merchandisers nudging you into celebrating Valentine's Day in the standard, sickly sweet fashion? Yeah, us too. So, we've got a special treat. The singer-songwriter Eleni Mandel.
I wonder how you look when you sleep. Do you still dream about girls from your street? Do you still dream about girls from high school? Do you still dream about girls, girls, girls?
For more than a decade, she's been crafting and singing perfect breakup anthems and not-so-lovey-dovey love songs. She has bounced from jazz to country to torchy pop to hard-edge rock and roll, sometimes on the very same record. It is not many performers who get compared to Chrissy Hynde of the Pretenders and to Patsy Cline. Mandel's new record is called Artificial Fire. It's her seventh full-length CD, and it comes out later this month. And she is here today with her band, Eleni Mandel. Welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you.
And before we talk some, I would love to have you play a song off this record. What are you going to play?
We're going to play Artificial Fire.
Which is the name of the record.
Indeed.
That was great. That was Eleni Mandel singing the title track off her new CD, Artificial Fire. Eleni, before we go on, can you introduce the members of your band?
With pleasure. It's Jeremy Drake on the guitar, Ryan Phoebus on the bass, and Kevin Fitzgerald on the drums.
You live in Los Angeles. You grew up here in the San Fernando Valley. which, for those who don't know, is this vast stretch, stereotypically uncool, middle-class suburban part of L.A. Did you grow up in a musical family?
Yeah, I guess I'd have to say yes. My mother played the piano, my sister played the piano, and my brother was forced to play the piano. And I played violin and piano. And then when I was 13, I discovered punk rock, and that was the beginning. That was when a light went off.
And so you became sort of a valley punk girl?
Yeah, well, X, you know, was sort of the first band that made me say, wow, I want to do that.
And they were the punk band
of L.A., yeah.
Los Angeles.
And it's such a unique sound. I'd never heard a combination of sounds like that before. And I walked down to the boulevard, Ventura Boulevard, and rented myself a guitar. So taking the initiative, knowing that there was something there I needed to find, was a big moment, for sure.
And was the music you started playing your version of X?
Yeah, completely. I would make my teacher teach me X songs.
Do you think Los Angeles shapes your sensibility?
Absolutely.
How?
I felt like when growing up in sort of this vast, empty, sunny, weird, you know, not weird place made me really want to look for adventure and you know, take the bus over the hill and find some crazy people to hang out with. And I would say, you know, Tom Waits being a big influence, He recorded a lot of records here and wrote about Los Angeles, and not just his music, which shaped me, but also reading books that, you know, were written here, Bukowski and Ask the Dust. And
so the noirish side of
yeah,
L.A.?
Definitely. I was very attracted to that, and I think I sort of see the world that way.
I would love to hear another song, if you could play one.
Love to.
What is this?
This is called Personal. My eyes are the color of martini olives. I only drink two, never three. My hair is plain brown. Once I was blonde, yellow, not to it. I like to drink coffee with one cube of sugar, always with cream, never with milk. Only dark chocolate, I really love summer. I love to be warm, I love to feel thank you.
That is Eleni Mandel and her band performing the song Personal live here in Studio 360 on the road in Los Angeles. This album took you a while to make. Did you have a sort of overarching notion of, here's what I want to do with this record that I haven't done in the half dozen or more previous ones?
Yeah, I definitely knew that I wanted to have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Even the sort of melancholy moments are a little bit more fun than usual.
And that's a result of these wonderful times in which we live?
I was realizing more and more how much different kinds of music had been an influence on me since I was a kid, and really exploring these other influences like Joan Jett, Adam and the Ants, the English Beat, you know, stuff I'd kind of forgotten about.
Forgotten about, or thought, oh, that's too uncool, I can't let that get in there?
Well, I definitely had this notion when I was much younger that being uncommercial was really cool. And as I struggled through my uncommercial years, I started thinking, you know what? It's not bad to be able to hum a song and dance to it and make other people happy and just have a great time at a show.
The singer-songwriter Eleni Mandel is my guest. And coming up, Mandel gets really commercial and a little controversial.
You could think that she was selling a soft porn video or Girls Gone Wild tape.
Paris Hilton, fast food burgers, and more Eleni Mandel, all ahead in Studio 360 from PRI and WNYC. Stay with us. This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. The incredibly versatile singer-songwriter Eleni Mandel is my guest today.
I love Paris and the
spring. A few years ago, she was asked to sing the jazz standard I Love Paris for a Carl's Jr. hamburger commercial. She took the gig.
I love Paris in the winter when it drizzles. I love Paris in the summer when it sizzles.
Well, it turns out that in the commercial, Paris was a half-naked Paris Hilton who spends the entire ad washing her car and herself with a soapy sponge before she eats a hamburger.
If you didn't see the Carl's Jr. tag at the end, you wouldn't know what she was trying to sell. You could think that she was selling a soft porn video or Girls Gone Wild tape.
The commercial was so scandalous in some parts of the country that it was actually banned from the airwaves.
I loved doing the song. I love, you know, being called in and, you know, it's a job and I love to sing. So for me, it was sort of a challenging, weird opportunity to do something I wouldn't normally do. And I also thought no one would ever know it was me.
And the song was the wonderful Cole Porter song, I Love Paris,
yeah.
Not done as Cole Porter probably ever imagined it would be done.
Yeah.
Had you covered that or was that some advertising genius's idea?
That was their idea.
Yeah.
That was an assignment, yeah.
Did you like doing that? Because it sounds really cool.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I loved it. I also grew up on jazz standards, so I'm a big Cole Porter fan.
And then once your super ultra indie fan base found out she's on this Carl Jr.'s commercial, in this day and age, does that not matter or was there like negative reaction?
I did hear a couple negative comments, more from a few people that I admire, which was really hard. But then, you know, I thought, well, this is okay. I don't have to agree with them.
And the negative was just, oh, the way you performed the song, or oh, she's a sellout.
It was more of a sellout thing.
Yeah.
That you shouldn't be contributing to advertising.
That's pretty hardcore at this point. I thought in the age of Moby, that was all okay now.
I think it is okay, and it took me aback for a minute, thinking, wow, this person that I care about and you know I hold in high regard doesn't agree with what I've done, but also, you know, I used to be sort of snobby about pairing music, art with commercial and advertising, but it's kind of the only way you can keep going, and I want to keep going.
Before we finish today, can you play another song?
I would love to. This is called It Wasn't the Time, It Was the Color.
Thank you.
It wasn't the time, it was a color. My mother wore a yellow dress, carrying my brother. The summer always stung bright like metal. The bank was built with green glass. I felt so forgettable. Summer always hot, white and still. He asked if I would kiss him goodbye. I knew the answer, I will. One look, one look, one look, and he'll remember. One look, one look, one look, and he'll remember. Time, it was a color. Tastes far away, feels like gray. I miss the sound, I'll miss it forever. The summer always empty and yellow. He kissed me that day by the pizza place. I felt so forgettable.
That was great.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming today.
Real pleasure.
Eleni Mandel's new record is called Artificial Fire. And at studio360.org, you can find out where Eleni and the band are performing on their tour and hear another song they performed live just for us.